Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. I'm here to talk to y'all today about community development. And I want to cast that in the idea of hope being an adventure. We gravitate to stories that have a journey. We gravitate to stories, whether it's in movie form, poetry, whether it's in books. We love to see the individual or the group who starts small, who's challenged, who's unwilling to embrace the challenge, but through a series of events and calls, small successes and failures, they're called to face something. But what they're called to face is more about who it is he or she is going to become at the end of that journey. You can be described as a hero's journey. Surely you've read it. Frodo. Sauron. Surely you've read Harry Potter and Voldemort. Surely you have seen Luke Skywalker and Vader. Surely you have seen it in a host of different stories. My favorite right now, Captain America, Tony Stark, Thanos. In each one of these stories, the thread is the same. Individuals, unassuming individuals, who are just going about their life, who are doing normal, everyday things. And then something happens, some tragedy happens, some event happens, either small or large, and a call happens to them. And they're like, no, I want to stay here where it's comfortable. I want to stay here with what I know. I want to stay here with what is familiar. But the reality is that in each and every one of these individuals is something that actually is in each and every one of us at whatever stage of life that you are in. And so whether you're at the sunrise of your life, the high point of your life, or the twilight of your life, there is the opportunity for you to be called on an adventure, or you are on one right now. And so for community development is like that. It is individuals, ordinary men and women, and yes, children, who get a call because they have seen something that is going on in their neighborhood, something that is going on in their city or their state, in their world, and they're being called to it. They're being compelled, they're being drawn like a moth to a flame. And notice how it says ordinary people. We get so enamored about what people become, we forget about how they start. Could be a school teacher, a university administrator, somebody, retired, politician. But the story is the same. Ordinary individuals. And so you have to ask yourself, who is it that I want to be? When you get up, have you ever asked yourself that? You stand in the mirror, maybe you are at worship, maybe you are at work. Who is it that I want to be? Because as soon as you ask that question, difficulty comes. before, an oyster to produce a pearl, an abrasion has to happen. Suffering has to happen. Difficulty has to happen. But here's the thing on this journey. Dear, you are built for it. Every last one of us in here is built for this hero's journey. And so with community development, it's hard work. Because you got ordinary people. In my world, it's usually college kids, idealistic types, who think they can save the world and do everything, carry everything on their shoulders until I tell them, okay, you're about to break. But nonetheless, with that zeal, with that fervency, with that passion, it is these individuals recognizing that in order for me to become who it is that I want to become, in order for my neighborhood to be cleaner, in order for there to be better housing, in order for those who are hungry to be fed, in order for those who need glasses to get glasses, I need you to know it's not going to be easy. And so be thankful for that. Because who it is that you want to be. And so community development is about not only a transformation of yourself, but transformation also of this particular work that you want to see happen. And so there are social monsters in our city. Yes? Or why do we have these nonprofits doing what they do? Why are you doing what you do, Kiwanis? Why does Optimus do what it does? Why does Noon Rotary and Morning Rotary and all of these different organizations and churches, and why do we do these things? It is the acknowledgement that there is something difficult, there is some type of suffering, there is some type of lack that is occurring within our city. Now, when I moved here back in 07 and towards 10, there was this call like Conway to be a great city. There was like this thing, yes? Y'all remember that? All right. I was like, oh, a great city. How do you understand a great city? You don't measure a great city by how those who are well off are treated. You measure a great city on how it comes alongside and serves the least of these. Those who are experiencing some type of difficulty or personal or community type suffering. That is how you measure a great city. How is it that those who have power, those who have influence, those who are being called on this journey, how do you as heroes and heroines respond when you see difficulty? And so community development is men and women, young people running headlong, knowing one, I'm seeking to be better for myself, but also, how is it that I can take the resources that I have, whatever that is, the influence that I have, whatever that is, the wealth that I have, whatever that is, the connections that I have, how can I bring it to bear on the individual standing on the street corner with signs in my love? Or the family lost their apartment because it burned down. Or the family that experienced the shooting right here on Ruiz and Oliver Street. Right there. How do you use what you have in order to improve the life of somebody else? But in order to do that, that means you have to face that monster. You have to look within yourself and say, this is what I have to bring to the table. But then also you have to look around and say, you know what? I'm liking some of these things, Ms. Mary. So Luke Skywalker had a Han Solo, and Princess Leia Organa, and Chewbacca, because he couldn't defeat the Empire alone. Frodo had Aragorn and Legolas. And Gandalf, because he couldn't get the ring to Mordor alone. And so there is power in your journey to arrive at who it is that you're supposed to be, but then also what you're envisioning, whatever this new life is supposed to be. But in order to do that, it requires that you would have individuals around you that believe in what you're doing, who are willing to walk with you, who are willing to say, yes, in order for you to put that shot through the Death Star, you needed a millennial falcon. In order for you to get that ring up the mountain, it was this beautifully painted between Frodo and Sam. And Sam picks Frodo up and he carries him the rest of the way. That's what we do for one another. Locked in arms with one another so that I can take what I've got and you can take what you've got and we can get to the same destination together. And so for community development, hope being part of this adventure that you are on, it is one part recognizing the power, the strength, the possibilities that are residing in each and every one of you. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care whether you retire or not. Whatever place you found yourself in, that is an opportunity for you to use what you got at that point in your life to bring to bear to help somebody else. You have the capacity to do it. You are built for it. And you are built to do what? To face difficulties in this life. Yes, we've got our own personal difficulties. Yes, acknowledge it. Part of life is going to be that way until we move to see our Maker. But until then, the difficulties that you face sharpen you. They make you into who it is that you're supposed to be. And as you're becoming who you're supposed to be, then you take that out into the lives of other people so that they can experience hope. So even with what we do at the City of Hope Outreach, that could not be done alone. I had an idea. Didn't know what I was doing today. All I knew was military stuff. But also knew, coming home one day, there was this trailer park back there. And all the stuff going on. All types of stuff going on. Just talking presence. I knew what I had to bring to the table. There were other things I was lacking. So I needed individuals to come alongside to say, hey, we will do this with you. He was 10 at the time. But helping people, taking them to the trailer park and all that kind of stuff, showing them this street is this way, this street is this way. That's why I said, whether you're a man, a woman, or a child, you have something to bring to bear. And with one of our major things, Hope Village, we got that almost finished. Those 10 homes, that's going to provide housing for individuals who are homeless and low income. I recognize that the monster was a lack of housing. I recognize that there was a lack of resources for individuals who were homeless. So this was my solution. There are a multitude of solutions. This was my solution. This was mine. It is my journey. But it couldn't be done alone. Jake's been out there. Sheldon Heaven's been out there. Tim Griffin has been out there. Wayne Cox has been out there. Teresa Ricketts, an elderly woman, mental health issues. She's been out there. All of those individuals I named come from a variety of different backgrounds, a variety of different occupational experiences, a variety experiences. But nonetheless, each and every one of them have brought something to the table to say, I want to see this monster conquer. And so how's it may not be? But whatever your thing is, because you can't care about and do everything, because you're not built for that. You understand that, right? You can be moved by something that's happening overseas, right? But that does not mean you're the one that's supposed to do it. We're not built to care about everything. We're not built that way emotionally, psychologically, or overwhelmingly destroyed. Am I correct? But you know those one few things that you are called to, and you're like, ooh, I gotta do something about that. And so my encouragement to you, moving forward from this place, one as a group, Kiwanis, continue on that hero's journey. What you do is community development. You are developing, you are coming alongside a group of individuals that you said we need to bring to bear our resources so that we can help them, so that these individuals can experience what is called human flourish. Aristotle called it eudaimonia. The well-being of individuals, human beings. And that's what this group does as a community. So my encouragement to you is to stay focused on your mission and vision and continue to bring that to bear. But then individually, each one of you have your own particular things, even outside of Kiwanis. And whatever that is, one is meant to transform you. The person that you are today, March 6, 2024, should not be the person that you're going to be March 6, 2025. So I'm asking you to be better in love. Be better in kindness. Be better in your generosity. Be better in whatever it is that you have determined for yourself to be 1 year from now, 1 day from now. And as you do that, you are going to find that the difficulties in this life, you say, oh, I can face that. I can face that with my head held high, shoulders back, and I can look at it face to face and say, let's go. I'm going to cry. I'm going to hurt a little bit. And I'm going to be like, let's go. Because on the other side of this, this thing that I face is meant for my good so that I can be a better person. March 6, 2025. And then finally, that person that you're going to become, it is not just for your good, but it's also for the good of whoever it is that you have been called to serve. So that just like an unassuming farmer boy became a Jedi Knight, just like a small little old hobbit was able to come back and rest in the shop, and just like a little boy with some big old glasses, right, found out he was the sorcerer, he was able to defeat the evil Voldemort. You can be that type of individual who has been changed because you responded in hope that life can be better, not only for yourself, but also for the individuals that you serve. What are your questions?
It's been a long time since I've been to Coho, but what kind of things can we do now if we go there to help once in a while?
Oh, so we've got a big old garden thing that is like exploding. So we've got our urban garden. We've got one on Robbins and another one on Prince Street next to the high school in the First Presbyterian Church. So we're producing a whole bunch of produce. We've got a greenhouse now. got a 3-year grant through an organization to help us expand our capacity to just increase our produce. And so my garden director, she has been hard at work, working with our academy kids, and they have a portion that they do in terms of learning how to grow healthy foods, how it is to eat. And so those are opportunities. If you like to get your hands dirty, you can do that during the day, or if you want to work with kids to get your hands dirty, you can do that as well. People got their thing, you know.
Can tomato sauce, and I'd be happy to show them and teach somebody how to do that if that's something that you'd have a lot of tomatoes and that's something you can do with them. So you can use it all year long.
Yes, ma'am. That would be perfect in our connection with Lana Thurman, who's our nutrition director, and she would love those opportunities. The next thing, we're working on a pilot program with the Women's Leadership Network. It's single women. Initiative. So this came about, I was noticing a lot of the individuals that are coming through our office were single moms. Like the majority of those were coming in looking for rental assistance, utility assistance, or single moms. And they were coming in with their kids, all that kind of stuff. And so we did some focus groups and all that, and then we got with the Women's Leadership Network, and at the end of April, we're going to launch a pilot program called Single Mothers Achieving Results Together. And that's Cajon and the Women's Leadership Network. But what that means is this will be an opportunity for individuals in a host of different areas, whether it's in education, job training, financial literacy, and the like, to be able to come alongside single moms and be able to guide them through life. One of the things that we found is a lot of the single moms, especially those that are being 18 to 24, because they're older now, they said one of the things they wish they had was somebody to mentor them through that process. And so we're going to seek to answer that here in Conway. Yeah, so Cajon Academy's been, it was our first initiative, started back in 2010, and I always like to tell the story that we started outside with a folding chair, two folding chairs and a folding table, and we did it outside, because we had no buildings at that time or anything like that. But now it's become an after-school initiative that focuses on personal, social development, arts, literacy, STEM, and nutrition and music. So there's something like that every day. We have a grant from Arkansas State University, the Arkansas Out of School Network, that primarily funds this initiative for the last 3 years. And so the kids come in from mainly Oakwood Trailer Park, but it's open to everybody. And they come in each day, they get experience of those things. We have speakers come in and talk. We have Palmer Music, who does the music. BCA STEM, who does the STEM. Arts is in turn a point for social development and speakers in that, and there's also a free day as well. I want students to have as much well-roundedness as possible. Yes, we help them with their homework when they come from school, but then also there's other aspects of learning as well that we need. One of the things we're working on out of that is started a discussion with the Conway Police Department about what is a appropriate traffic stop. So what does that come out of? So there is a perception that for those who are black males and they get pulled over, there is a tension that happens between them and law enforcement, right? And so I've talked to teenagers, right, and I said, do you know what to do during a traffic stop? No. And I thought about, like, driver's ed. I don't know if you've ever taught that. Anybody? So, you especially got, and who I'm focused on is 13 to 18 year olds. Because by the time you're 15, 16, you get your driver's license. So you got a kid, you've got very little wisdom already. And he gets pulled over, What's the expectation of him or her? But especially him. So why not take them through that whole process that if they get pulled over, especially that young, because it's more than likely they're going to experience some type of a traffic stop that young. What are you supposed to do? So that, and I'm calling it home to home. You left home so that you can get home and not be turned into a hashtag. Mike Brown, Blanton Castile, Tony Temple, the like. That's something we're going to do through Cohoe Academy. So working with the Conway Police and the resource officers to get something together to where, at least starting with the boys, that could be addressed in a very proactive way. So that if and when that happens, we don't want to have some ridiculous story come out of Cohoe. But that's how.
And where's that held now? You're no longer at a card table in a couple of
times. No.
Where are you?
Yeah, so we're on Robin Street mainly. We had three locations until COVID happened. And we had, well, COVID happened and then one of our locations, the landlord sold the property. But we're on Robbins and we have a house for men. It's called the Hope Home for Men. And then in the middle is where Hope Village is being developed. Then our academy and main office is the other building. We've got a food truck, big old gardens. We're about to start building a community park over there. And then on the other side is Oakland Trailer Park. So, and we serve mainly them, but then also the Glen Echo Trailer Park, whoever comes. Everybody's welcome.
Well, you know, if I can just add a few comments, because this resonated with me quite a bit, even with the words that I was saying earlier about our group, we have individuals that are, you know, doing their own initiative or they're part of another organization. We have parents that that are dealing with, you know, family issues, mm-hmm. and so, you know, that might be their mission,
right.
you know, today.
Yeah.
Something you mentioned kids multiple times, and even kids can serve. And a few years ago, I had the privilege of going to Africa, going to mm-hmm. Kenya, and worked with an orphanage and a school there. Mm-hmm. And these kids that had come out of the Kipsango slum, they had been trained and educated that they could make a difference in their community.
Right.
And they actually raised money, and they went to the next community, mm-hmm. that to a slum to help the kids in that one.
Yeah.
So even these kids who seemingly had nothing, you know, were kind of coached and trained how to
right.
pull something together
right.
and then go benefit, you know, someone that
right.
is in need. So
right.
So it runs the whole spectrum.
It does. You know? It does. I think I was talking to somebody, so Nicholas played Optimus football, right? Young eggs play football. They got flag football now, right? Like, at that younger age, you're teaching a child positions, plays, discipline, right? And we don't think about it. Like, we want to get our kids signed up for that, right? To be able to help somebody. If we apply that same framework to help feed somebody. So if I got 11 kids to teach them how to play football, can I take 11 kids and teach them how to, I don't know, go pick up a street so there's no trash? You the quarterback? Y'all the linebackers? If we can do that in football and baseball and basketball at that younger age, can we also not do the same thing in these other areas in our community? Somebody.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.